Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden on Wednesday urged the private sector to help ease supply chain blockages that are threatening to disrupt the U.S. holiday season and beyond. Biden said the Port of Los Angeles would join the Port of Long Beach in expanding round-the-clock operations. The Des Moines Register is reporting Republicans in the Iowa House won a special election Tuesday and claimed a seat that had been held by Democrats in the state for decades. 55-year-old Pastor John Dunwell flipped Iowa House District 29 from blue to red after winning about 60% of the vote. The victory, which marks the second special election win for Republican in recent weeks, gives the party a 60-40 majority in Iowa's House. Guadalupe, California Police Chief Michael Cash helped save the life of a big rig truck driver on Monday as the driver fled the Alisal fire near Santa Barbara, California. The driver with lacerations to his head is expected to be okay. Cash says it was a humbling moment. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
As an estimated 500,000 cargo containers are waiting to be unloaded at ports in Southern California, President Biden's plan is to ask the private sector to do more and keep the ports open longer.
By increasing the number of late-night hours of operation and opening up for less crowded hours when the goods can move faster, today's announcement has the potential to be a game-changer.
Biden again refused to answer any questions and walked away from reporters after his statement. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson on Fox News.
I have no faith the government is going to help anything out whatsoever.
Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton.
Please. Pete Buttigieg couldn't organize a one-car funeral. He's not going to organize our nation's ports and railroads and highways and airports.
This as inflation continues to crush American bank accounts. From the Trump administration to the Biden administration, almost everything is more expensive. Bacon is up 19%. Meat, 22% higher. Gasoline, 42% higher. Travel is 20% higher. Automobiles is 43% higher. USA Radio News.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With the dramatic savings and overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
The nation's debt ceiling keeps getting pushed back rather than being solved because of a lot of mismanagement. So says Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Dan Muser on Newsmax Wednesday.
Well, a lot of mismanagement, a lot of sense of urgency that never develops, as well as they just simply needed the time because the Democrats, the far left and the extreme left, because that's what pretty much makes up the party these days,
right, cannot
agree. They can't come to terms. They can't do their reconciliation. And then there's the blame game. They want to pretend that somehow Republicans have something to do with this. Meanwhile, they are engaged in a spending of over $5 trillion of the taxpayers' money and saying to Republicans, hey, give us, increase our credit card limit, but you have no say in how it's going to be spent. So it's a lot of baloney going on, and the American public is sensing it, fortunately. And the thing is this, it's not about agreeing. The extreme left is now in control. Joe Biden, two Fridays ago, went over to the Capitol, came here where I am, and completely surrendered to the far left by saying, you know what, the American people want transportation infrastructure, it's a reasonably good bill, but we're not going to do it because we're going to hold it hostage. We are going to wait and do what the high-end progressives want us to do and spend $5 trillion of entitlement funds.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Brandon Smith joins us now. He's the founder of the Alternative Market Project. We Will Not Comply, a campaign against medical tyranny. Hey, Brandon, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Well, Brandon, last time we appreciated your insight on, this medical tyranny that we're having to deal with. And I just want to touch on that before we talk about not respecting my freedoms and not respecting your pronouns. But let's talk about this medical tyranny, how it continues to run rampant. And, it seems that the everyday common sense American people are beginning to push back.
Yes, I mean, definitely in the past week or so, it seems like the federal government under Biden is hitting a wall in terms of the vaccine mandates, which I don't even know if we can call them mandates yet because they don't seem to have been written down anywhere as far as anyone can tell. But as far as Biden's declaration, let's call it, he doesn't seem to be getting a lot of agreement from a lot of people in terms of at least in terms of the airlines. We're seeing a lot of major companies where we're seeing massive pushback. A lot of these airlines are even starting to shut down because they're having mass walkouts of employees. So that's a really big deal, and I believe it was the Chicago Police Department that just said that they might lose 50% of their police force over the weekend because they're not going to comply with the
mayor. And not that long ago, the mayor was asking for more policemen suddenly after they wanted to defund them, like as if the way she made that statement is like as if they could go to some warehouse operation and go down aisle six and just, pick up a load of, police officers, experienced police officers just there on the shelf for you at a discount or something. I mean, this is totally absurd. You know, this is why we've been saying common sense has left the building and it's becoming more and more obvious to that end. And I think it's quite rich, Brandon, when you think about the fact that, you have the president saying, hey, look, we need more people working. I mean, we've got, cargo ships out in the West Coast just anchored, waiting to come in, product not coming in, the chances that Christmas would be a rather anemic Christmas because toys aren't going to be dropped off, other provisions, and, of course, inflation hitting strong and the prices of our everyday goods are affecting, the middle and the poorer class of our country. I mean, they're the ones that are taking the hit painfully here right now. And the president is doing everything he can, add to the problem and not bring solutions. And especially when he has, his people, his secretaries and directors who were in charge of this, and they make the most innocuous you know, ridiculous statements like, oh, we're just going to train some people. We're going to have an internship to take care of this, you know, this problem that we're having in terms of, you know, distribution. I mean, it's like, where are you guys coming from? I mean, this is so insane. But it's our government that we're paying for. Incredible.
Right. And I mean, they think, at least in terms of leftist governors, they think that they're going to just replace everyone with military and National Guard. But as we've recently seen with numbers out of the DOD, and, you know, again, these are numbers from the DOD, so they're probably inflated, but at least 25% of the U.S. military overall is not getting vaccinated, or at least hasn't been vaccinated so far. So, you know, then you're losing 25% of your military force. Where are you going to find the people to fill the void? And I think the lesson here for, you know, leftists in general, it's a lesson I think they're going to have to be served up many times in the coming years is be careful what you wish for. You know, if you want to live in a world without conservatives, well, you know, conservatives, a lot of us are, you know, a majority of us, you know, fill those producer positions in society. A lot of us fix things and make things happen. And you want to get rid of us, but then you don't have the skills or people to replace us.
Exactly.
And I think this is something that leftists are going to be learning a lot in the coming years.
Well, to that point, Brendan, let me ask you, who built the country?
Well, exactly. I mean, the producers, the people who are predominantly conservative in their principles, in their values. So, you know, I don't know how many leftists we had back when the country was built. Probably none. I imagine that most people who came over here in those days, they would not have survived if they didn't have a conservative producer outlook.
Well, we've had them from time to time, and they did more damage than good. I mean, if you look at every time we've had a progressive in charge or progressives in charge, you know, thank God that we had an alternative. Maybe took 4 to 8 years. In one case, it took longer than that. But eventually, the nation had to come to its senses. But meanwhile, what happened was the damage was done after Roosevelt. I mean, people were conditioned for free stuff. And the Democrats saw how people responded to free stuff, and even that the Republican side did little to block it. It was like it was almost indefensible. You know, the Democrats found a way to tap into our treasury, our hard-earned taxpayer money, and they accessed that money to pay off their cronies, whether it was labor unions or particular interests. And meanwhile, they found a way to dumb down the middle class and to really do a lot of damage by causing them to rely on the government that over the years, let me ask you, how faithful have they been to you?
Right. Well, and I think, you know, in terms of progressives, the sort of root of where they get people to support them or where they convince people to support them is that they claim to be driven by empathy. And I think that that's, you know, it's a natural inclination of every American, especially, to want to help other people and to feel a sense of charity. But what progressivism does is it exploits that natural inclination in it. And it takes it to the furthest extreme, to the point where, you know, their argument becomes, well, in order to help people, everyone has to, you know, knuckle under and submit to these rules, and we're the ones that get to make the rules. You know, in order to, and if you don't want to do those things, if you don't want to give up all your freedoms, then you have no empathy. You're an evil person. And
right.
that's where progressivism comes from. That's the root of it.
Right. Well, my question to progressives is, fine, you know, so you're progressive. Where are you progressing, and to what are you progressing to? Yeah, okay. You know, so here all these empathetic Americans are getting on the bus being driven by progressives, and they're taking them over a cliff. They're taking them to areas that they never considered, as they're finding out right now with the latest polling, which is becoming quite evident. We've got more from Brandon Smith after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Brandon Smith, a 15-year veteran of the Liberty Movement, founder of the Alternative Market Project, We Will Not Comply campaign against medical tyranny. Brandon and I were just talking off air about progressivism and that how they want everybody, you know, they've got this new nirvana, this new utopia, supposedly, which is nothing new. That's what all progressives do. Historically, and this is empirically evidenced, You don't have to go deep to check into it, but what lies in the wake of progressivism and what Marxism and communists and what the left are selling you is utter destruction. Because in the wake of these ideologies lies millions of people who have died and suffered at the hands of so-called progressives. They say, hey, get on the bus, you know, we're driving, we're in charge and all that. But, you know, it's like, well, where are you taking? Oh, don't worry, you know, you'll find out when we get there, it's going to be a beautiful thing, you know. And then here it is, before it's too late, you've already surrendered your freedoms. You're relying on them to provide your daily food because that's what they've conditioned you to do. Your independence and your freedoms are by the wayside. And you've got a free America in the rearview mirror of this bus that you decided to crowd yourself on, right?
Yes, and I mean, we've seen what happens time and time again with socialist and communist governments, and generally the shtick, the selling point for it is almost always that we'll, you know, hey, we will provide for you. We're going to be your new mother and father. We're going to be your nurse.
We're going to build back better. Right. That's the new right. Modern axiom.
Right. Yeah. We are the ones that are going to take care of you, and you'll never have to worry again about responsibilities. And that's always a very, I think, alluring notion or idea, especially for people who are, you know, at least initially struggling in life to, you know, get to where they want to be in their careers or just in life in general. This notion that this greater entity, which is, you know, not a god, it's just a government, but they
present themselves as god, though. Good point. Go ahead.
Right, and they offer things which you know they're never going to be able to fulfill. But the main thing that they offer is this great nurturing hand that's going to come in and take care of you for the rest of your life, and you'll never have to worry again. But what they ask for in return is complete conformity, and you know, also I think that in a way it encourages people to become dependent and sort of useless. But I'm also starting to wonder if it's mostly just driven by people who are already sort of dependent and useless to begin with.
They've been conditioned, Brandon. Yeah. No,
yeah,
they've been conditioned to a point.
It organizes them and gives them a base of power is what it does. Right. It's all people who are already kind of dependent and useless, and it just organizes them into an army, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they become the modern-day brown shirts for this progressive movement, and they're so hollow and empty because what they've done, they've made a willful choice to mediocritize their life. I mean, just what you want is a mediocre life. I can tell you in my experience, Brandon, for what it's worth, I've worked my butt off all my life. This is the way our father, who raised 9 kids, 10 kids, how he raised us up was to work hard and be respectful. And I can tell you throughout my journey, it did not include free lunches from the government. And anything that, you know, promises a free lunch, free dinner, whatever, it always comes with a cost. There's no such thing as free. Somebody's going to pay for it. And in this particular case, as you pointed out quite clearly, and I agree with you 100%, the payment that you make is with your very soul. You know, but well before you were born, when I was growing up, there was a song from Tennessee Ernie Ford that said, "I owe my soul to the company store." And this was about the plantation operations that were operating, you know, during the slave years. And it was quite the racket. What they were able to do, what these landowners were able to do, and how they were able to hold down and further compel, you know, slaves to, you know, to comply, as you say. And here it is. There's nothing new under the sun. It's just a new program, but its intent is the same thing. We're going to dumb you down. We're going to mediocritize yourself to such a degree, Brandon. Can you imagine you wake up one day and you look back over your life and you say, wow, You know, the last 50 years, I compromised. I got all these free lunches, and look at me. I could have, should have, would have been so much greater and could have offered so much more to my family had I not chosen the road of compliance and the road of subsistence by a godlike figure in the form of the U.S. government.
Yes, and the thing about this, all of this, is that there are a lot of people out there, not a majority, I would say, but a very good chunk of the population that really actually love that idea. They don't care that they have to sell out. They don't want to live with the idea of responsibility, of discomfort, and they fear the notion that they're going to have to struggle to get anywhere in life. And exactly. That's really a big problem. And I often get that, especially from people who are sort of new to the liberty movement arena. I get these people who say, oh, you're perpetuating the false left-right paradigm by saying this stuff. And I'm like, well, I don't think you know what the false left-right paradigm is. traditionally it's always been, well, the people at the very top of the pyramid, especially in politics, who pretend to be, you know, one party or the other when they're really kind of on the same side. That doesn't apply to the bottom of the pyramid among regular people. There is a real division among, especially in America, there's a real division among regular people. Mm-hmm. And it comes down to this. There are people who want to control others. There are people who actually like to be controlled and want to be told what to do. And then there are people that just want to be left alone and be free. That's the division. Right. That's what we're dealing with right now. And you have to deal with these people who enjoy the control just as much as you have to deal with the controllers.
Yeah, no, good point, and I'm glad you've been bringing that out, because I looked at it as you've got the ruling class and the ruled. For whatever reason, like you say, either that they like it that way, they want to be told what to do, and the other people, in a sense, even though they want to be left alone, you're if you don't fight for your freedom, guess what? You are going to be ruled, because the forces of the elite are such, as we're seeing, as they continue to get us more and more in debt. I mean, this is to hamstring us. This does not promote freedom. If anything, it robs us of our liberties. We got about a minute and a half left, and I did want to address your column here where you said, if you don't respect my freedoms, I don't respect your pronouns. I'll give you a minute and a half to summarize that. Go ahead.
Oh, well, mainly that article is just sort of focusing on this huge push in terms of social justice to kind of put the trans movement, I guess if you want to call it a movement, to the forefront of everything. And it seems like, you know, when you look at the what they call the progressive stack, or the intersectional totem pole of victim groups, trans people seem to be at the very top every time. They're the ones that are completely untouchable. You're not allowed to say anything or criticize anything about them. Otherwise, you are immediately canceled. And I noticed this specifically.
Or you're arrested, like in Virginia, right? Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean they're even trying to pass laws all over the place, including in California. I believe they did just Newsom just passed a law denying retailers the ability to have separate toy sections for boys and girls. Everything has to be gender neutral now. And I don't know if it was Steven Crowder. I believe his channel just got knocked down on YouTube for saying that there are only.
We got to leave it there. Brandon Smith, thank you for being with us.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden on Wednesday urged the private sector to help ease supply chain blockages that are threatening to disrupt the U.S. holiday season and beyond. Biden said the Port of Los Angeles would join the Port of Long Beach in expanding round-the-clock operations. The Des Moines Register is reporting Republicans in the Iowa House won a special election Tuesday and claims a seat that had been held by Democrats in the state for decades. 55-year-old Pastor John Dunwell flipped Iowa House District 29 from blue to red after winning about 60% of the vote. The victory, which marks the second special election win for Republican in recent weeks, gives the party a 60-40 majority in Iowa's House. Guadalupe, California Police Chief Michael Cash helped save the life of a big rig truck driver on Monday as the driver fled the Alyssal fire near Santa Barbara, California. The driver with lacerations to his head is expected to be okay. Cash says it was a humbling moment. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And we're going to be talking with Chad Prater. Been looking forward to this conversation, talking about his new book, Am I Crazy? That's the title. It's the latest book from an unapologetic patriot who takes on the insanity of today's woke world. It is a politically incorrect look at the crazy patterns of life in America, whether we're talking about love and marriage, parenting, the personalities who steal our attention, and the random hodgepodge of demented drama that's being paraded as normal behavior. It's not, by the way. It really is crazy. Hey, Chad, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill, it is good to hear your voice and good to be on the show. Thanks for having me.
Well, this book had to be written, right? I mean, you just had to tell people that their eyes were not lying to them, that it is a crazy upside-down world in which we live in today, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. Don't believe your ears. Don't believe your eyes. Don't believe your feelings. None of those things. In fact, you got to get woke. You got to get to a point where social justice becomes the preeminent driver of your life. And, I'm affectionately starting to call this book my common sense guide to the end of the world, because let's face it, culturally, it is the end of the world. I look at the media, I look at big tech, I look at things that are going on in business and just culture at large, and I don't recognize it anymore. It's gotten insane.
Yeah, it is amazing that you have these forces, which is really, when you look at the raw numbers of it, it's less than 10%. But they're creating all this havoc to destroy the very thing that you and I grew up with, a constitutional republic.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, I use this example. I often ask people, all this talk about a Green New Deal and clean energy and green energy and electric cars. Do you know how many electric cars are on the road today? It's about 1.8% of all vehicles on the road are electric cars, but they're the ones who get all the attention, right? Well, it's the same way it is culturally as well. You know, we make all this noise about, you know, we got to add a gender issue or a pronoun issue or a sexual issue to these things or a racial issue, and suddenly now it becomes the top issue of the day. You know, I'm unapologetic, and I've said that forever. I said, you know, common sense has to be unapologetic. You got to speak the truth, not my truth, the truth, and face it down, and don't go on this big, you know, apology tour of in life. You know, and that's what so many people are doing these days. They're apologizing for just existing in many ways. Look, I'm from the South. I wear a cowboy hat. I'm a white heterosexual Christian male. Mm-hmm. I'm like the worst enemy of society, if you would listen to woke culture these days.
Right.
But I don't believe that's true. You know, I think that if we're going to really address what's going on in culture and in the world, we've got to be politically incorrect, right? So mm-hmm. what I try to do is I try to take a little bit of common sense, wrap it in some humor, make it an easier pill to swallow. And, you know, I put this together in short chapters of how woke culture is affecting everything from the media to big tech to politics to various people that we see in the news, to your marriage, to your parenting, all of these situations that we're facing, and we're all being bombarded with it. You know, we have to laugh a little bit, Bill.
Exactly.
Of course. And there, you know, the jokes, we might as well tell them. But at the same time, I want you to think, and I want to give you a conversational guide to common sense and kind of arm folks to get into this discussion and engage culture. Because if we don't do it, it's lost forever.
Well, and this is what the left has done to its own demise and unhappiness, is they've canceled humor. You know, if you notice the left, they're very scouring. they're not fun people to be around. They're so uptight that every little, you know, mispronunciation of a pronoun or whatever it is that happens to be that feather that's bothering them, you know, oh my goodness, you know, it's like their heads are exploding here. And it's like, okay, well, you know what, I'll go we have lunch with a homeless person or somebody I can, you know, have some fun with. But, yeah, they've lost their happiness. I just pray that somehow they can get happy again. But this is what humor does. I just think, you know, whether it's you or, you know, we get some sort of rebirth of Will Rogers to kind of poke fun at this idiocy, to put it in its proper perspective. I mean, right now, for a small percentage, as you say, to be given this much space and accommodation, it's debilitating.
Is. And you know, the current argument that I try to make with people is remind them that the places of the most free speech really should be the pulpit, and it should be the comedy stage. That's where you can really offend people, you know, affect them and make them think about things, think about themselves, make them uncomfortable. But those are two places that are desperately under attack right now. And free speech in many ways is being taken away from us. And I approach it from, you know, from the perspective of, hey, let's have a little laugh at our own expense. Let's be self-deprecating, not take ourselves quite so seriously, and have a good time. Look, you know, I wrote these short chapters. You can read it while you're in the bathroom. Look, and if you don't like the chapters, you can use it as toilet paper. If you need to, just make the book consumable and go buy more. You know, the toilet paper, we're in a shortage anyway, so here, this is a multi-purpose book.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is doing something about, you know, our distribution issues that we're having right now. We can use Chad's book. It's multi-use. I mean, if you need it for toilet paper or whatever, you know, have at it. He's not going to be offended. Yeah, the thing is about, you know, as you say, about, you know, the pulpit today, sadly, and even comedy stores and these places that have been known for comedy, they've got caught up in conforming. And what's even more, you know, I guess insulting, is the church of all places. I mean, they're supposed to be the salt and the light to a dark world. And when it finds itself conforming, as they do, they move further away from God and they're embracing the chaos. And, you know, how can they help people by doing that?
Right. You know, and that's one of the biggest things, and we address issues like this in the book. I talk about how the church in America has become so commercialized. You know,
yes.
You can't differentiate the church from your local Starbucks or a feel-good session at a motivational speech. You know, you've got a problem. You know, the church deals in real talk, you know, the condition of man and what the results are going to be if there's not a salvation change in that regard. You know, and to the degree, also with the comedy stage, you know, used to be you worked hard to craft comedy to make people laugh and make people feel uncomfortable. Now you're working for their applause. And right. I just think that is an affront to both of those stages and both of those platforms. So what we've got to do is we've got to get back to being unapologetic and taking on the as I call it, the woke world, which really is being detrimental to the generation that we live in, and it's affecting our kids. It's brainwashing them in a big way, and we're losing a generation because people can't speak freely. They can't make any mistakes. You know, everything is an affront to someone else. So I say, quit apologizing. Let's just take it right to them. Speak truth and have fun doing it.
Yeah, the thing about truth, it's pretty succinct, isn't it?
I mean, really,
because when you speak the truth, it's inarguable. And it's just like, once you put it out there, I find it quite interesting to watch the faces of people who are confronted with the truth and the light goes on.
You know? It really is. And, you know, these days, it's, you know, kind of the old Mark Twain saying about statistics, right? You know, ultimately they become lies, right? You just don't even believe them anymore. And right now, we don't even know. You take this coronavirus craziness, you don't even know what data to believe anymore.
Right.
But we've tossed common sense out the window, and we've traded it for this safetyism, which has really become a religion to many people, and we bow down at the altar of the mask and the mandate. And it's kind of gotten ridiculous in this regard. But, yeah, to your point, you know, I always tell people, you know, one of the things that I hate the most is that phrase, my truth. It's not my truth. That's my story, right? You can tell your story. That doesn't make it, you know, a truth everybody else has to abide by. You know, truth is not subjective. It is very clear. It's very black and white. It's very cut and dry. And as you say, it's very simple and to the point. But we've conceptualized things to death. And we've overanalyzed it. And life really shouldn't be that complex. You know, by and large, I want to be left alone. I want to go to work. I want to make as much money as I can, keep most of it, as much as I possibly can, raise my children without fear of their indoctrination by an outward force. I want to retire one day and play with my grandkids while I sit on the front porch until I die and go be with the Lord. That's kind of my agenda for life. And to say I want to be left alone, well, these days, that's called extremist behavior. You know, how dare you think of such a thing like that? But that's truth, and that's common sense. And I think that's where most of us, especially Americans today, want to live.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with you. His book, Am I Crazy? An Unapologetic Patriot Takes on the Insanity of Today's Woke World. And I know some of you are saying, well, it is about picking time. Chad Prather is with us, and we'll talk more with him after this. Stay with us.
But we have a truck leaving with a big order on Tuesday.
Tina's floor manager retired, leaving her tortilla factory flat out.
What do you mean she's on a silent retreat?
She must fill the role and all those orders.
No, obviously production.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
New surveys show that some Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
We
know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and as promised, our conversation with Chad Prather continues. His book, Am I Crazy? Let me tell you, this book will bless you. It'll get you laughing again. If it's been a while since you've laughed and you've been wired a little bit too tight, maybe you got too involved with politics or whatever, hey, I understand. There's serious things that are happening, but we can't let go of our humor. We can't let go of that part of our God-given personality, because if we do, then we're going to become an awful statistic and we're not going to be fun to be around. And I want to say that your family, you know, because we're not that far away from Thanksgiving, wants to have an enjoyable Thanksgiving. We may not be able to have a real turkey because of the way inflation is going these days. We might have to have a faux turkey, but, this administration might come up with it. I mean, if they can manufacture some kids to sit in a little one-on-one meeting with the vice president, and we find out later that it was all a bunch of kid actors. I mean, that she couldn't even trust just getting young kids at large to talk about space. They had to manufacture a setting. I mean, you got to love these people. I mean, what they're throwing at us, Chad, it's amazing.
It really is. And we see, of course, the president who has a fake set and a fake backdrop while he gets his booster shot. We don't know what to believe anymore. We can pretty much trust that everything being thrown at us is suspicious at best. Yes. And I kind of weed through that. You know, I kind of go through the smoke and look at it as I say, unapologetically and with political incorrectness and to the point. And what I do is I try to take in these chapters, I take things that we've experienced in the last 2 years. And in the last 2 years, we've been exposed to certain personalities, certain things that have happened culturally and in the news. And I try to take them and I unpack them. We poke fun of it, of course, but we also try to help you understand why that became relevant and what the takeaways are on those. And that way, it kind of arms you to walk out and be conversant with culture in a common sense way. So I like to say, you know, as I've said before, I like to call this my guide to the end of the world. You know, how do we face this dying culture that we're experiencing right now, and how do we engage it and save it in a big way? Because I think people want to save, you know, and I'm not asking people to go back to some puritanical Victorian good old days that really weren't that good. But I am trying to ask people to change the status quo, you know, and especially when the status isn't anything to quo about. And you know, it might rub the cat the wrong way, but tell the cat to turn around. It's okay. Let's be a little offensive, but good-hearted about it. It's okay to offend people's sense of of, you know, little God players and little dictators and tyrants that we've become, and help people understand some perspective that I believe is going to make your life a lot more successful than the road that it's going down right now.
Well, without a doubt, I mean, the woke culture is mediocritizing America, really, you know, at a ground level. I mean, it's robbing us of our own intellect, and it's causing us to react in ideological ways. And this is what humor does. It disengages some of that ideology so you can truly be free. I love in the first chapter you talk about, what if God is woke?
As you
were writing that, were you looking for a bolt of lightning to come down on you?
You know, the perspective I was taking on that when I wrote that is I said, you know, let's be a little bit irreverent and let's assume that we're wrong. Like, you know, I look at things from a conservative bent. Let's assume we're wrong. Let's assume that small government is wrong and this idea of family values is wrong. And what if, you know, what if you died and went to heaven and the stairway to heaven was draped with rainbow flags and you were found that you were rejected because you weren't open-minded enough. And at the end of the day, when you finally found yourself in Hades facing Lucifer himself, he was wearing a MAGA hat. You know, and a lot of people would look at it and say, hey, that's exactly what we believe.
But exactly.
it's a paradoxical viewpoint of what if we're wrong and we've spent all of our lives pursuing conservative values and traditional values only to find out that we really were supposed to be woke. So it's an interesting little perspective.
Well, that's what I say to my wife. You know, what happens when we get to heaven and realize we weren't right at all? You know, all this fussing and everything that we went through all these years in the name of saving our marriage and all, and we find out that we're just a couple of stiff-necked, hard-hearted knuckleheads, you know, trying to live out this institution that God has blessed us with.
You know, I've been in some form of the public eye for a long way. I've got my show on Blaze TV, the Chad Prather Show. I do stand-up comedy and live music shows. And you know, I'm on media quite a bit. And we've done a lot of different things over the years. And social media has been a big part of that. And I find myself wondering how God has the patience to put up with our stupidity. Because I would have zapped us all. I would have been finished. I would have washed my hands of the entire thing long ago. But thankfully, God is long-suffering. Because I think he's just kind of looking at us going, guys, chill out. You know,
I
don't think God didn't get up on the wrong side of the bed today. I tend to think of God as being happy. And we're the ones who are so unhappy, and we don't have to be. So it's an interesting perspective, that's for sure, Bill.
Well, I think that's an addendum to the book. You can do a little addendum that be thankful I'm not God.
That's right. That's right, because I am not long-suffering. My kids have discovered this over the years. Unfortunately, patience, the older I get, you know, they say you'll become more patient. I'm not sure that's ever worked for me. But thankfully, we do have mercy and grace.
Well, speaking of social media, I mean, you've got AOC, the alleged economist, which is hysterical. I'm not even sure she could pass a third grade math test. And then you got Greta Thunberg, her rants and everything. I mean, these are caricatures of the modern era. I mean, the only thing they're missing is, maybe the king's clothes or something. And I don't get it.
I've said for a long time, I said, we really need to stop giving a voice to morons. And everybody has a voice these days. But we give too much voice. We turn these people into celebrities, whether it's AOC or Beto O'Rourke or Greta Thunberg or somebody, or Gwyneth Paltrow, right, in her candle. We even addressed that in a chapter. People remember that story. It's interesting. The whole thing is we've traded common sense for a sense of celebrity. And everybody on social media, they approach it. It gives them a platform where they can pretend to be experts and have authority. You know, it gives them an element of fame. It gives them an element of authority and expertise. Because right now, let's face it, we're all expert virologists. We're all expert political scientists. We know we're constitutionalists. We know more than our neighbor. And we've never approached social media, made a post or commented on a thread where we weren't the expert. Nobody ever walks in and says, I don't know. I don't know. I don't understand. We would never do something like that. But see, we've traded, you know, common sense would say, hey, if you don't know, maybe shut up. But I don't, But, you know, I got to admit, I don't know that I've ever learned that lesson either, Bill.
Mm-hmm. No, like I tell my kids all the time, it is experience defines preference. And this is the thing. You can't be so stiff that you can't bend to education and bend to these learning experiences, because if you don't, there is a price to pay. And who knows, you may wake up in the body of Elizabeth Warren, who I guess, somebody, they did this comedic sketch of replacing Columbus with a statue of Elizabeth Warren with a feather and all.
Yeah, her tribute to Indigenous Peoples Day yesterday was fantastic, by the way. The hypocrisy knows no bounds in that regard. But again, it doesn't matter. You don't have to be right or wrong or have any sense of decency. It doesn't shut people up, and therefore they continue to feed guys like you and me material to talk about. And for that,
exactly.
I guess I have to be a little bit thankful.
Well, speaking of marriage, you do talk about Valentine's Day, and that's always a no-win proposition for guys, isn't it?
It is 100%. You're not gonna win on that. First of all, guys, you need to remember it. I mean, it's sort of like the anniversary, right? And the birthdays and in the significant
age.
You got to remember. And you know, Hallmark decided to come up with this quote holiday years ago that, called Valentine's Day, that was designed exactly for that purpose, to get men in trouble. And I think the consumer, you know, the marketers got together and said, here's what's going to happen. I said, he's going to miss Valentine's Day. That means he's going to have to go buy more cards, more flowers, more gifts, and we're just going to bump up the economy in that way, and we're all going to make money, because we know that guys are brain dead. And, you know, the science has proved it. When we're sexually aroused, we lose our IQ by 38%. So we're dumb. And in that regard, you know, we'll do anything to win the affection back of that scorned woman. And let me tell you, time and time again, history's proven that fact.
Yeah, without a doubt. It's just not a fair, you don't have a fair shot at it. And especially if you're a guy in the last minute, you're trying to make Valentine reservations. Honey, we got a great dinner. We're going to have
dinner. Right.
Hey, that's the whole deal. What time do I, when should I get ready? About 10 o'clock at night. 10 o'clock dinner? We don't have 10 o'clock dinners night.
That's exactly right. And these are the type of roles, these type of roles like marriage and romance and Valentine's Day and these things, of, like even the woke culture has attacked all of that. Those are some of the things we address in the book of how certain things, you know, because our masculinity, let's face it, I mean, you forgot Valentine's Day. Well, that's because you're just toxic. Your masculinity is toxic, and all you care about is yourself, and you're selfish, and you know, forget the gender roles that exist in relationships or in society at large. And these are the kind of things that we look at and say, you know, for instance, the point being, you know, masculinity can't be toxic. Real masculinity isn't toxic, and if it's toxic, it's not real masculinity. It's an oxymoron in that regard. But those are the kind of things we've been taught to believe.
Exactly. Well, Chad Prather takes on the woke culture. He puts it before you, and you have a choice to make. Do you continue the crazy dance with them, or do you stand on the truth and just laugh? I mean, can you imagine? I mean, they go to cancel you and just laugh. What are they going to do? They're totally disarmed, Chad. Am I crazy? An unapologetic patriot takes on the insanity of today's woke world. Chad Prather has been with us. Chad, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Take care.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation, come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give